Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tov Ayin Beis. We'll begin at Siv Ches on the very top line. Just catch up two things that I didn't get a chance to speak about in the last two shiurim. One, we just had touched upon the wearing of a kittel at the Seder. So one of the reasons why we wear a kittel is to remind ourselves that we are going to eventually wear that kittel at a time that we're not going to be so happy about. That's at the time of the Misa. And therefore, we wear the kittel that we shouldn't become arrogant. That's one of the reasons. Others suggest that the wearing of a kittel is because that was the special begadim that people would wear. They would wear white garments when they would eat a korban, so the kittel reminds us of the special garments that were worn at the time. A big machlokis, as we said, as to whether a person in Avelus wears the kittel, they're different minhagim back and forth. Women don't wear a kittel. One of the beautiful reasons is because women would never be arrogant. And a man needs to wear a kittel to remind himself of the Yom HaMisa. A woman doesn't need to wear a kittel, and therefore women don't have the obligation to wear a kittel, and women don't wear a kittel. The other thing is, in Dirshu footnote number 29, from the end of yesterday's shiur, when we're talking about Haseba, so we bring down in Dirshu footnote number 29, the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler Gom. They were brothers-in-laws with each other. So the Stipler Gom's minhag was that nowadays we don't eat the meal beHaseba. It's very difficult. We're not used to eating beHaseba. And he says, for us, one only has to be doing Haseba, the reclining, for the Kezayis of the Matzah and the Kezayis of the Afikomen, both the Achilas Matzah and by the Afikomen and by the Dalet Kosos. This is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and they did not have the personal minhag of eating the meal beHaseba because it was too difficult. Okay, now we begin with Siv Ches. The Mechabe writes, Tzorich lishtos arba kosos al ha-seder. When you're drinking the four cups of wine in the Seder, you have to drink them as part of the Seder. You have to drink them each in their appropriate place with the rest of the Seder around them. And in fact, the Imshoson Zeach HaZeh, if you just drank four cups one after the other, Shaloki Seder, not during all the activities of the Seder, lo yotzah, you didn't fulfill your obligation of all four. You fulfill your first cup obligation, but not all four. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, Pirush Shiomer HaHagadah Bein Tayin, that you have to say the Magid, you have to say all the other parts of the Haggadah in between the drinking of the four cups. Siv Katan Chav Hei, one after the other, if you just drank all four, and certainly if a kosher kein, Shochan Kula Mekos Echad, Ushasan Lo Yotzah, certainly if you pour them all into one big glass, so you take your four cups of wine, you pour them into one large glass, and you drink it all in one shot, certainly you're not going to be Yotzah. He brings down a prima god, mitzadit shafilu hifsik bein tayim. Even if you had them in one big glass and you took the first glass worth, you drank the revius, and then you paused, v'amar ha-godah, and then you said magid, and then you drank from that same cup, the second cup, lo yotzah. You wouldn't be yotzah according to the prima godim. The arba kosos b'inim, because you need to have four separate cups according to prima godim. Now, the Chafetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion, Oslaim Zayin discusses this in greater detail. He shows you the source in the prima godim, and he says, look in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschal Ala Seder, he questions this prima godim very much. He says, where did the prima godim get this from? The Emes Lo Mistar V'Kat, doesn't make any sense. The Chidalit Kalim B'inim, where does it say anywhere that you have to have four physical cups? It says, Dalit Pamim, you have to drink four times. Why can't you drink from the same cup? And he brings various rayas to support this in the Bir Halacha, and he concludes that Tzarech Ian over here on the Prima Godim. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says that you wouldn't be Yotzei if you didn't drink it according to the order of the Seder. Sivkan Chavav lo Yotzei, v'tzorech lachzav lishtos ot shalosh kosos ala Seder. You Yotzei the first cup, but you wouldn't be Yotzei the other three cups that you drank, and you'd have to drink them in the proper place in the Haggadah. V'nir d'tzorech levarach atal ko kosos kosos. The Mishneh Berurah adds that nowadays that we would make a separate bracha, and we do Ashkenazi make a separate bracha on each of the kosos, so you'd have to go make a new separate bracha on each of those other kosos, even though you already, quote, drank four cups, but since you didn't drink them properly, you were only Yotzei one cup, the other second, third, and fourth cup that you're re-drinking, you have to make a new brach on. And velo hevi kemosif ala kosos, and this doesn't have the appearance of that you're mosif on the kosos, because you vade were not Yotzei. Kivu de lo Yotzei barishona, the chaymash prima godim, since you weren't Yotzei, in fact, therefore, it's not a question of you being adding on, you're being mosif, you weren't Yotzei, so you still haven't drunk the second, third, and fourth cups. Furthermore, pasha to lav davke mishason kulon shalom ala seder, and certainly, it's partial that it's not all four that we're talking about here, even if you didn't drink some of them, I'll say there. So you drank one, and then you had magid, then you drank two, then you had the meal, then you drank three, and you benched. And then immediately you drink four. So gamkin lo yotzei, you didn't yotzei just the fourth cup in that situation. You need all of them aleph seder. So the first three are yotzei, and you have to repeat drinking the fourth cup in the right place. The issue footnote number 30 brings down the same thing applies as well to any of the other kosos. If you coupled them together and you drank them incorrectly, you're not yotzei for those kosos. In the Bir Alocha, Dibra Maskul, Shlo Keseder, Lo Yotza, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Mogen Avraham, who says, the Keseder Mikri Kishomer Haggadah Bintayim. What does it mean to do it Alas Seder? It means you read the Haggadah in between in the appropriate places, and this is based upon the Rashbam. It's mash from here, Lechorah, the Keshaloah, Haggadah Bintayim. If you didn't read the Haggadah in between them, even though you waited a long period of time, so you didn't drink the Kosos consecutively, one after the other, but you waited an hour in between the Kosos, but you didn't read the Haggadah, it's mash from here that you wouldn't be Yotzei. However, the Gemara seems to say that the Kepeda is just to drink in Bevas Achas, implying that if you were to wait in between them, you would be Yotzei over here. Im Shor Bintayim, Af Devadi Over Isser, you were not following what the rabbi said, and that you didn't read it according to the Haggadah, Mikomokum Bidyevid Lohifsa Dakosis. Bidyevid, according to this understanding, you would have been Yotzei to Dalikosis, albeit you weren't Yotzei in the optimal fashion. And the Chofetz Chaim says this is actually a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Pri Chodosh. The Beis Yosef brings down the Bidyevid Yotzo Kemok Shkasavnu. Like we just said, you'd be Yotzei. But the Pri Chodosh was a great, great Talmud Chacham who lived a little bit after the Beis Yosef. He was actually put into Cherem because he argued so much on the earlier Kadmonim, and he was actually put into Cherem, his Svarim put into Cherem, but ultimately he is considered one of the great Gedolim, and he was taken out of the excommunication. The Pri Chodesh is one of the major posts that we have. So he was cholik on the Beis Yosef, and he said that you're not Yotzei even Bidyevit if you didn't do it with the Haggadah. Chofetz Chaim also points out that women have an obligation, just like men, for all the mitzvahs of the night, and therefore the women, they have to listen to the Seder, at least parts of the Seder in between, otherwise they're not going to be Yotzei other than Bidyevit according to the Beis Yosef, they're not at all according to the Pri Chodesh. So women shouldn't be staying in the kitchen or preparing the meal, etc., things like that. They should come in for the ikar parts of the Haggadah, if not for the entire Haggadah. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Shira Kos, how much is the kos that you have to drink? How much wine does it have to have? So he says, a revius, which will explain exactly how much that is, La'achar Shim Zagenu, after you've diluted it. In those days, you used to have very strong wine. They would dilute it in a 1-3 ratio. Nowadays, we don't have that, so you can drink the wine straight. Imrotzu L'mozgul, and that's what the Ramah suggests when he says, if you want to dilute it, you don't have to dilute it nowadays. You might have thought that since the Gemara time, they definitely diluted it. You have to dilute it as well today, but that's not the case. And you have to drink it. V'ishta Kulo, you have to drink the entire cup at one time, or rubo, or at least the majority of the cup and one drinking, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of each kos. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chav Zayin. He says, "Vishiro ayin le'el b'simin reishai nalef sivkotin samaches b'mishnah berurah." We've already discussed what is the shir of revius, and Dirshu footnote number 31 reminds us that there are different opinions. It's based upon a beitz and a half, and some say that the size of the eggs has gone down, so it's really three beitzes nowadays, and one can be and should be machmir by din d'oraisa, but not necessarily by din d'rabbanan. So the first cup of kiddush, which if it's on a Friday night, the dalet kosos is d'oraisa. She should be machmir to have a fuller shear. And the other kosos, or on a regular year when it's not on a Friday night, then you can be makel, take the smaller shear according to many posting because it's a din d'rabbanan. How much actually is it? So there are different opinions that bring down anywhere from 2.8 to 5.1 ounces is the general range of the poskim, and many suggest that you should, for the derais, at least try to have 4 ounces of wine. Sivkot and chavches lachashim zegenu, if you dilute it, haynu delo bo'in and revius yayin chai, you don't have to drink strong undiluted wine like they had in the days of Gemara, but you can include the dilution in the making of the shir of the revius. El revius biyachet im amayim shemazugbo would be certainly fine. The issue footnote number 32 brings down from various poskim that you should make sure that the wine is pleasant to you. You shouldn't have it too strong, and it should be a pleasant wine to you. And this was the opinion of a yashiv, Roy Linko be'etzos lahokil lov tzashtia. Whatever will make you drink the four cups of wine in the more proper way, that's the best thing to do. And if you want to dilute it with grape juice, you certainly can do that as well. The dilutions in the times of the Gemara were 1-3. Nowadays it says you shouldn't dilute it more than 1-6 because our wines are weaker. Finally, Dirshu, footnote number 31, at the end of it, also points out that you'd be allowed to measure the cup of wine to make sure that you have the right shear, because this is called the Medida Shel Mitzvah. Of course, it would be better, obviously, to measure it beforehand, so you don't have this concern at all. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ubizmanim, in their days, shayu ayenus chazokimo, they had much stronger wines than we do. Hayomodzgan ala al-chadtlos." As I mentioned, they would dilute it in a 1-3 ratio. They'd have one portion of wine, and then they'd add, originally one opinion says 2, and another opinion says 3, portions of water. Nowadays our wines are weaker, so he says, Ayin Lel and Simon Ayin Reish Bey in Sivkot and Tezayim, Mishnah Berurah, over there, what is the correct dilution? And as I pointed out, you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 33, it's a 1-6 ratio. But you shouldn't dilute it more than that. Sivkot and Chav test. Im Rotzalamaz, the Ramah had said, if you wish to, because Rotzalamar, you might have thought it was Manenu Shayenos Chalushim Ein Chiv Lamaz Gwafil Lechatchila. He wants to teach us over here that we have no obligation at all today to go and dilute it. As the Chavetz Chaim says in the Sharetzi on Oslam and Ches, because in the times of the Gemara, it was a mitzvah lechatchila to go and dilute it. So you might have thought the same would be applying today. So the answer is no. It's all dependent upon the wines. Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down that we had discussed previously that in regards to grape juice, there are different laws of dilution than in regards to wine. We're stricter, and some don't allow you to dilute grape juice at all. Others say you can dilute it a smaller amount, but not as much as even as our weaker wines today. Anyhow, there's a whole discussion about can you be yotzei the dalikosos of grape juice. He brings down a number of poskim, including amongst them the great Gedolim, Magon, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as the Shelus Shavus Or Letzion, that all say it's preferable to use wine because the alcoholic content of wine is a critical concept of cheres. Even though on a regular other drinking of wine you might be able to be yotzei with grape juice, on the Pesach night you need something that's alcoholic specifically because of the mitzvah of cheres. But they all agree that b'diavad, if whatever the reason you can't tolerate that, or you won't be able to finish the Seder properly because you're intoxicated, so then you can use grape juice. And then he brings down a whole huge number of other poskim that lechatchila that say you're allowed to use grape juice. This includes amongst them the Chazon Ish Zetzal, is brought down by Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita, his nephew, and he brings down the Goyen from Brisk, Harav Mi Brisk, and Harav Mi Chebin, he's a great Gedolim as well. They would take lechatchila grape juice. And this is also the opinion of Rishlomo Zalman Zetzal, that wine and grape juice are equivalent, and you even have the full cheres aspect by grape juice as well, and there's also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. Everybody agrees, however, if you want to be able to put a little wine into your grape juice and fulfill everybody's shita, that certainly would be preferable. And that's, in fact, what the custom of the stiplegon was. Noag limzog esakos mechze yayinu mechze mitz anovim mehuder. He would go take very good grape juice and also put in half wine, and that was the way he did the seder, the dalet kosos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'da'da filu mishose yain chay v'chosik." Even if you drink very strong undiluted wine, mikomak on sorach davka rishon, but you still have to drink a revis. You can't say, "Well, if I diluted it with water, I'd be only drinking half as much. So I'll just drink half as much because it's the wine that's thicker." No, you have to drink a revis of wine. The Chilchu Chazal b'shur, and the rabbis didn't make distinctions over here between what type of wine it is. So if you have wine, let's say that's a 15% alcohol versus 4% alcohol, we don't make a distinction and say that you can drink less of the 15% alcohol. Sivkot lamed, and you should drink it kulo or rubo, either the full cup or at least the majority of the cup. Hainu kulo lechatchila. What the Mishnah Berurah is explaining in the Mechaber is that ideally you should drink the entire cup. And bidiyevit, o rubo bidiyevit. If you didn't drink the entire cup, so bidiyevit, as long as you drank rovo of the cup, you're okay. The issue footnote number 35 brings down, in regards to Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif, Shulchan Aruch already said that tzarech lishtos me'akos rak shir melo lugma. You just have to drink a cheekful over here. And that's because the ikar din by kiddush is the bracha ala kos, and therefore hadin shu mevarach tzarech shiyitom, and you just have to taste it. And the tasting definition is defined as melo lugma. But for the arba kosos, it's shtiyas kos. The drinking of the cup is essential, and therefore you should drink at least rubo bidiyevet to be yotze, and ideally lechatchila the entire kos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Umudino shayayim biyokir, in places where wine is very expensive. Baruch Hashem, we live in a society, you can walk into a store and buy whatever wine you want at a reasonable price. Those days it wasn't always like that. So he says, if wine is very expensive and you can't easily get it, afilu lechatchila sagi beruva, then you calculate out how much you have for the night, you can go and assume lechatchila that you're only going to use a rove of a kos each time. So let's say a kos is 5 ounces and you'll only drink 4 ounces each time. So instead of preparing for that seder 20 ounces, you could get away just having 16 ounces of wine because you're each going to drink each time rove kos. However, that's not 100% correct. It says the last kos, af kos revius, yishta kulo. The last kos, you should make sure that you have a full revius. Because you want to make an alhagefen. In order to make an alhagefen, you have to have a revius. So the last kos, you should make sure that you drink the full cup, which is a revius. Then he says, there are those people that they have servants at the table, they have attendants at the table that are serving them, they get upset that they drink a lot of wine. So he says, they're going to have to answer. They're going to have to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why they were so makbid on their servants over here not to let them fulfill the mitzvah properly. They're preventing the servants from fulfilling the mitzvah properly by making them not drink a full cup, by being stingy with them. He brings down the name of Chayi Adam. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Vim yesh bo harbi revios." If you have a large cup over here, it's an 8 ounce cup. Again, not necessarily recommended you use such a large cup because of this din in the Mechaber. If you have a cup that has lots of revias in it, so then he says, "Shos v'menu kol kach b'nei adam kemini revias shabo." He says, then let's say it's a 10 ounce cup, so there's 2 5 ounces here, and two people could drink from that single cup. and biyotze. You don't have to have each their own separate cup, but each of them has to have a revius in the cup, at least lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkat lan aleph miloshim zeh mashma dafilu lechatchila shorei koshi yeshu v'itzcholechud. He seems to imply over here that this would be good lechatchila. The man at the making kiddush for everybody at the table, so he's the head of the seder. So he has a 20-ounce cup in front of him. So he drinks his 5 ounces, let's say 4 ounces, and then he pours off into other people. That's perfectly good. He says, now, ideally, everybody should have their own kos mole in front of them. And gam shaloyeh pogamin, it shouldn't be a cup that's been drunk from. That makes him to a pogam cup. Nevertheless, he says over here, hocha, keep the lorishon on your kos mole. The first guy has a kos mole. That was a 20-ounce cup. And it wasn't pogam, and he drank from it. It was this kos shel bracha, kulo asur mikoch rishon. All of them can technically be yotzi from that first cup. And he says, and what the Mechaber is trying to tell us over here is the Ikur Din over here, the Shneim Yotzim, because technically two people can be Yotzim from a single cup. The issue footnote number 36 brings down that this is a regular din all the time in Birchas HaMazon, when a person is benching a la kos, and he drinks some of it, and then he gives it out to other people to drink, so there's no concern of a kos pogum in that situation as well, and they're all considered like drinking from the original non-kos pogum. And it's a shleima, and no problem for anybody else to drink from that cup or being poured off from that cup. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis says you can have as many people drinking from that cup as there are revius in that cup. Or b'di'evet, he says, even b'di'evet, sagi afilam hoyel kolechad rak rov revius. Instead of having the full revius, they just had a rov revius, which you can b'di'evet b'yotze. So that would also count as well over here from this larger cup. Then the Mechaber brings down another opinion. This is, as you can see, the Ber HaGolah from the Ramban, as well as Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shem Tov. And he says, Yesh Omrim Shetzorach Lishtos Rovakos Afilu Machzikam Revius. This is what I mentioned before, that if you have an 8-ounce cup, so there's an opinion that says, well, even though you're Yotze with 5.1 ounces according to everybody, but you have to drink the majority of this 8-ounce cup. So here, 5.1 would still be a majority. But let's make it into a 12-ounce cup. So you have a 12-ounce cup, so the majority would be at least 6.1 ounces. So even though you'd be Yotze Revius with 5.1 ounces according to everybody, here, according to this opinion that's brought down in the Ramban, in the Marar Shem Tov, you'd have to drink 6.1 ounces of this. So therefore, one should be careful not to use a very, very large cup. Use a cup that has the shear, according to everybody, and then drink all of it, and then you'll say 100%. Sivkot Lama Gimel, the Mishnah says, Apt Sheba Almo Daibro Revius, Afil Mikot Godol. Even though if you had a large cup, you'd be Yotzi, be the Evid with a Rova Revius, Hachal Inyan Kosus Chomir Tvei. But if you're starting off with a very large cup, then you should really drink the Rova of that large cup, the Beinun Dafka Rov Kos, Vim Lav Lo Yotze. And you wouldn't be, in fact, be Yotze, according to this Machmir opinion, if you didn't have the 6.1 ounces of the 12 ounce cup, even though if you had a 6 ounce cup, you'd be Yotze by drinking most of the 6 ounce cup. We paskin like the first opinion, the more makel opinion. It says as long as you're drinking a revius or rova revius, you're okay. But again, a person's smart. If you're not planning on drinking a lot, don't take a very large cup. Take a cup that has a revius, and this way, when you drink the majority of that cup, you're perfectly okay, at least b'di'evet. But you don't run into the problem that maybe you're not yotze if you don't drink the rov of the kos. To be concerned about this second machmir opinion, don't take a very, very large cup unless you're planning on drinking from it. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'tzarach lishtos hashiur shelo behefsu gold b'intayim." He brings down the base yotze, the name of the rokeach, that you should drink the cup, the revius over here, or the rov revius, without a large separation in between the sips that you take. What is this din? So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Daled tells us, "Da'ainu shelo yishe b'shtias rov akos yodim b'tei achilas pras." You shouldn't delay more than a kedei achilas pras, somewhere between 2 and here in the issue footnote number 39, they bring down the maximum shear of 6 minutes. There are others that say it's up to 9 minutes. Again, a couple of minutes is the shear of kedei achilas pras, and the Mishnah Berurah says, if you delayed longer than this, in fact, so then the first drinking that you did is not going to combine with the last drinking that you did, and therefore you're not going to drink the shear. And you wouldn't even fulfill this obligation, and therefore, even by the third and fourth cup, which we normally said we don't go and drink them if we have a suffix situation, here you definitely weren't yotze. You definitely were not yotze in this situation. So therefore, you would have to re-drink them if you delayed too long in drinking the third or the fourth cup. Ideally, you shouldn't do the shear of k'dei achilas pras. You should do the shear of a revius, which is normally the amount that you drink in two gulps over here. That's the normal way to drink. The rabbis didn't give an exact shear for this, but it's a very short period of time. So a person shouldn't certainly talk in the drinking of the arba kosos. He should drink each one and finish off as much as he can in the shorter period of time as he can. And this way he won't look like a glutton drinking, gulping down the whole thing, but a person should drink normally as fast as he can. And this way we yotzi the shita, the day rishona, muor b'simon tof reishud beis, ayin sham. But the bottom line is that the last two kosos you did delay, we don't drink them again. But the first two cups you do drink again. The best eitzah, try to drink the rov of the revius in one gulp. With that, we conclude today's shir.